You, and I have been as well here, been very vocal about wanting the Epstein files released and getting justice for the survivors. Yes. After you publicly promised to read the names of the alleged abusers on behalf of the survivors, you say Trump called you and furiously said, quote, my friends will get hurt. What do you think he meant by that? And how do you know, do you know what he was talking about?
Yeah, what was he talking about?
I don't know, but that statement bothered me deeply. I don't know who the friends are, and I can't understand why anyone would protect their friends or protect any people that were guilty of abusing, trafficking, raping these girls. There's like 1,200 of them.
Yeah. Wow.
1,200. 1,200 women.
That you God. Not. They're name, not women. They're kids.
Name people on the floor. Did he demand that you not do that?
No. So first, to be clear, the women have not given any of us the list of names.
Okay.
But we offered them that. We said Thomas Massey, myself, and Ro Khanna and others said we will name the list of names on the House floor as a privilege that we have to be able to. You know, we are protected. Our speech is protected on the House floor.
Is that why you think the president called you?
No, he was angry at me because I signed the discharge petition and refused to take my name off the discharge petition.
Did Good for you. Did he ask that you take your name
Thank
off
you.
The discharge
petition? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We were being demanded to take our name off the discharge petition.
Good. And by the president of the United States?
Yeah. Yes. And so, and the White House.
Well,
it was completely wrong. And that is what led to him calling me a traitor.
Yeah. But you know what
After
I have
After I
to
voted
say,
with him for 98% of my votes.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.